Well, somebody that believes in the power of positive thinking is the gal that's with me today. Cecily Reese is in from Invista. Good morning, dear. How are you today?
Hello, Kim. I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm fabulous, and I'm glad that I work inside.
Yes.
I think about all my friends that are out there working, and the plumbers and the folks that do yard.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Construction. Oh, my.
And you know, there's a lot of construction workers over there in DeSoto working on the Panasonic.
So yeah.
Hopefully everybody's staying hydrated and covering their heads.
Yeah, taking breaks.
Meantime, us girls are going to be smart and hang out inside.
Yeah. I'm going to enjoy the outdoors from the indoors.
Yeah, we can watch. We can look out the
window. That's my theme this summer, I've decided.
I like that. That works. So we talk about Invista.
Yes.
And to be, you know, to be honest about all of this, because we always are. Invista has sponsored this Ask the Expert, and we've had questions come in and we answer them. And today we really want to talk about a little bit more about Invista as a company and what they do for this community.
Yes.
Things that you don't really know about, and you probably should, because as we talk about Cecily and give you advice, you might want to know that this company does a lot of work in our community. So, I'm just going to start out with several of the things that I know that you're doing.
Yeah.
There's one called KU Wins, Invista Gives. What is that?
Yes. So KU Wins and Invista Gives is a partnership between us, Kansas Athletics, and the Lawrence Schools Foundation, where Invista pledges $125 for every Kansas Athletics win. So not just basketball, not just, you know, the big sports you hear about. It's every KU team, men's, women's, everyone. Every time KU wins, Invista gives. And in 2023, we had 171 wins with a total of $21,375 raised. And Invista actually honored our goal that we had originally pledged by donating the full $25,000 to support teachers and students in Lawrence community.
That's just amazing. So does that go to the Lawrence Schools Foundation?
Yeah. Okay. So we actually have partnered with a specific program called the Character Strong Program, which is an amazing program. I actually got to sit in on one of the sessions and to see these young kids. So basically they have different kids from different high schools all coming together. So the peers are kind of mixed up and meeting new people. It's a nationally recognized program that teaches life skills that focus on character development and interaction between the students. So Invista definitely is a proud supporter of this program with the Lawrence Schools Foundation.
300 pairs of shoes?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So in addition to our Character Strong program, Invista supports the annual Back to School Shoe Drive, which is actually coming up here sooner than we are going to blink our eyes. So we're delivering over 300 pairs of shoes to 1,200 pairs of socks to students in need. Along with that, we also support the Third Grade Arts Day, which you know me, the arts are just near and dear to my heart. And that educates over 300 third graders about the dramatic arts and collaboration and music. And we do that with also in partnership with the Kansas Lead Center. So
no, we're just beginning right
now. Yeah.
But so I'm just going to take a minute and say, Cecily, I know you and so do many people. We know you for being an extraordinarily talented woman with just the heart of gold. How important was this piece of Invista to you before you came to work for them, or when you decided to go to work for them?
So I actually remember Third Grade Arts Day when I was a kid, and maybe it wasn't that specifically, but I started doing theater and performing and loving the arts at a really young age, and so this was instrumental for me to really understand that there is a future in that business or a place for it in my life. You know, you get so much in your head sometimes of, well, that seems impossible. And so really what Invista is doing that I'm also passionate about is giving these kids an outlet, giving them, you know, a chance to say, hey, this is doable stuff. Like, there's people in your community that are participating in arts, they're artists, they're performing, they're working. And so that was a huge thing for me that was near and dear to my heart.
And also the piece that that Invista seems to be extremely involved in making sure that they are a community partner.
Oh, 100%. We also are, we just were able to co-produce The Fiddler on the Roof with Theater Lawrence. And that
That's
was
so great.
So special. The cast and crew did an amazing job. Just professionals. I mean, really just seemed like professional quality theater for sure. And you know, this enriches our community. This tells stories that we need to hear within our community.
Well, and Invista also partners up, though, as we were talking about, with shoes and the Roots of Kindness campaign, which is huge. So wonder if you talk a little bit about that particular campaign.
Yeah, so the Roots of Kindness campaign was introduced by Invista during International Credit Union Week in 2023 and involved, again, back to the schools. We love our schools. I feel like we've had this huge push for, you know, supporting education as well. And so this campaign basically surprised 21 Lawrence schools with check donations, and included our campaign, the Cash for Class, which was a money machine that we had within the Taste of Lawrence. The chamber hosts the Taste of Lawrence every year. And so basically you were able to go inside this little money machine and grab all the cash you could. And then you got to exit the machine. We counted it up for you. And then you personally got to tell us where you wanted your money to go. And so, I mean, you can see the list of schools that able to
so Community Connections at Pinckney, Cordley, Deerfield, Raintree, Hillcrest, Kennedy, Langston Hughes, Lawrence College and Career Center, Free State, Lawrence High, the Juvenile Detention Center, Liberty Memorial Central Middle School, New York, Montessori Elementary, Prairie Park, Quail Run, Schwegler, Southwest, Sunflower, Sunset Hills. Is there one that's not here? I don't think so. West Middle School, Woodlawn. Looks like people had a great time giving money to their schools.
Yeah. And there was such a wide variety. Yeah. And so we're really excited to keep that campaign going. And I know we're going to be back at the Taste of Lawrence, which is coming up Thursday, September 19th, I believe. And that one's going to be a lot of fun, too. We're celebrating over 40 years of the Taste of Lawrence, which goes directly to education in our community. And this year, there's going to be an 80s theme.
Oh.
Isn't that fun?
I'm in.
I love it.
It'll be
fun.
I wonder if I can get my big hair back.
Yeah, totally.
Rock it. You also partner up with the Lawrence Board of Realtors for the Charity Classic Golf Tournament, and that supports nonprofits that help families in Douglas County with housing needs. And then you also have the Thiessen Partnership Happy Hour, Buy, Build, or Renovate. What's that one all about? That's in August.
So that one's coming right up. Basically what we do is, you know, us, we like to get out in the community and also educate, people that have questions. So basically what that's going to be is, I'm going to partner with the lovely designer, Monica Parcell, again. And, we want to invite anyone to come mix and mingle and learn all about, the big questions that you might have about home ownership. You can sip on your favorite refresher while we tell you about all your different options. Because I know that a lot of people are really curious what the best option is for them. Should they, buy a new home? Should they, build a new home on a, on a piece of land, or should they renovate? So really we're just getting together. They are a full spectrum, team that offers construction, design. They have the total package. And so it's nice for us to get together and be able to say, like, I represent the lending side. I can answer those questions. She represents the construction design element side. And so together we're really going to be able to have a one-on-one with the people in the room. There are limited spots. So if you want to come, if you're listening and you want to come, you just shoot me an email at cecily.reese@invistacu.com, cecily.reese@invistacu.com.
You do that. I think we need to get some pom-poms out. Make that a cheer. I like that. And then as a business, you also have some real basic kinds of things where you guys actually have a 4.5% APY on a checking account.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it doesn't happen everywhere.
Yeah. Not only are we giving cash to the community, we're giving cash to you personally. And
you have CDs.
Yeah. So we're going to reward you for doing stuff you do anyway, which is, using your checking account, having a debit card, using online banking. And so with that, you can earn up to 4.5 APY on your checking. And we have that CD special right now, 13 months at 5.25 APY with a minimum of just $500 to open that up. So that is a limited time deal. So contact me if you want to take advantage of that, because who doesn't want to earn 5%?
Why does Invista work so hard to be invested in the community, in your opinion?
I think it shows, our character. I think it shows that, you matter we matter. We're all one. We're in this together. And we just really want to show that and, you know, bring out the best in everyone.
I think businesses can be stewards in the community, and that an investment in a community means that the business is here to stay.
Yes.
The business is it's not just for PR. It's because there's a core belief that, as you said, we're all one. We need to be part of each other's worlds, each other's lives. And as we are folks that are contributing to the business, then we know that business is also working hard to find constructive ways to give back to the community. I know that's part of who you are. So for me, that's a beautiful thing. And I think there was a phrase, it's not what we do, it's who we are, something like
right.
that from
yep.
Avista.
Yep.
And as somebody that comes along to be a part of this, that's also very important to you.
100%.
Okay. So we're going to invite everybody to come out and be a part of the August 13th. I really like this idea of sitting down with somebody that can do the design and then find out how much it might cost.
Yeah.
That's no charge, right?
That's no charge. And like I said, it's completely free. And we're actually going to have Monica on our next radio segment, Kim.
Oh, looking forward to that.
Yeah.
We've had her on before, haven't
yes,
we?
Yes, she's excellent.
We had such a lovely discussion about alternatives, different things that you may not think about. You know, the beautiful thing about having somebody that does design in is that you may have an idea what you want to do for your home, and then they can expand on that.
They've got those fresh eyes to see your space. It's
and
awesome.
And experience. That
yes.
They've done stuff, and we walked into this other house, and she had the same idea, but then we started thinking about this and that, and she decided, and so on. You know, on the ground experience, there's nothing like it. You can have the creative mind, but until you actually enter into those things, you don't know what the obstacles might be, and then you don't know what all of the alternatives are. So
right.
I love that. That'll be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll look forward to doing that. And, of course, Theodore Lawrence just finished up with Fiddler on the Roof, and that was something everybody enjoyed. And I hope to see you in another production again.
Yes, I'm getting excited. The new season is announced, and I think I might audition for Young Frankenstein. So I'm really excited for that one. You know I'm a sucker
Don't
for the
get
comedies.
Me started.
He was my boyfriend. I've been practicing, obviously.
Okay, Frau Brooker. So as we get ready to leave, though, before I let you go, I want to remind everybody that you are here to answer questions that folks might have about mortgages, about lending. And so you invite people to get a hold of you.
Yes, yes. You know, I will sit down with anyone and discuss banking, discuss their financial picture. No judgment. Absolutely not. The only way that we've all learned together is by making mistakes. And if we can talk to each other and say, hey, this happened to me, you know, what can we do to better your situation so you don't have to go through that, or just any advice that we can give each other, I think that's so important. So it's a conversation. It's not just a, you should do this, you should do that, you know.
Right.
It's really getting to know you personally and making the right recommendations for your specific situation.
Well, a couple of things I want people to know. First of all, let's give out your email address.
Yes.
For those questions.
It is cecily.reese@investacu.com, cecily.reese@investacu.com. I really should have the bonbons.
You should.
I think that's a good idea.
You do that so well. And if you didn't quite catch that, guys, you can also email me here at the station and I'll put you in touch with Cecily. But there's also good information on the website.
Oh, yeah. Our website has a plethora of information. And we actually just rolled out a new credit score checkup within
really?
Our online banking. So you can, in real time, all the time, log into your online banking, see where you're at. We're going to be able to make suggestions through that information for different products and services we might offer that might better your situation as well. So just a really good way to stay cognizant of that score and reach out to us for ideas to help improve it.
What's that website?
InvistaCU.com.
Okay. InvistaCU.com.
Yes.
InvistaCU.com. I don't have any pom-poms, so I'm not as cheerful about it. But a great place to go. I looked at the website. Lots of important information there. And if you are getting ready to consider doing something different in a renovation or buying a home, great idea to start ahead of time and visit with our friend Cecily at Invista before you do that.
Yes. Yes.
So we want to remind you that Invista is an equal housing and lending and federally insured by the NCUA. Cecily Reese this morning, ask an expert. She'll be back at the end of next month. We're going to talk some really cool stuff about alternatives for design if you are thinking about doing those renovations. Fall's a great time to do that.
So, yes.
Cecily, I love you, man. It's great to see you. Thank you for sponsoring the show. And thanks for the work you do
with people
in the community. Because I know things are going well and that it's a lot of people are looking right now at going inside their homes and trying to make it more energy efficient or just putting a new face, new things into that home that they've been in for a while. A lot of folks are building, but there's folks that are doing some interior stuff right now, too, and you can help them with that.
100%. I would love to.
I know you would. I thank you for being here today.
Thank you, Kim.
Okay, it is 8:29. We're on our way to Fox News here at 8:30. And again, it's going to be a very, very warm day outside. From the Emergency Response Center, there's a 30% to 60% chance of thunderstorms, mainly during the evening and overnight. I think the National Weather Service said between 1 and 4 a.m. Still uncertainty where they may form and move. Possibly they will move into northeast and east central Kansas from the north, and damaging winds are the main hazard or concern. So I just want to give you that heads up to think about what you're going to be doing later this evening and into the overnight. In the meantime, it's warm out there. Put a smile on your face. It's going to be a great day. Fox News is next.